It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Cold open today, folks. I do these from time to time. I reserve them for what I feel is an appropriate moment, and this is one that I would deem appropriate with the San Jose Sharks suffering arguably their worst loss of the season. I know you can easily point to the 10-1 and 10-2 consecutive losses that they had to Vancouver and Pittsburgh earlier this year and say, well, by score differential, those were worse, and those were also the culmination of a 10 and then 11 game winless streak, as the Sharks did get a point in there with their second game of the season and shootout loss against Colorado. But, you know, right now the Sharks are at 12 losses in a row. And as opposed to being in a position where it looks like they are climbing out of it, suddenly it's taken a turn for the worse. It was flat against the Maple Leafs on Saturday night, and it was flat again tonight against the Maple Leafs, and it was arguably much, much worse, and it showcased a lot of what we have seen problematic with the Sharks up to this point of the year. We go to the first period, and they gave up goals at 16:48 and 17:22. That is a grand total of 34 seconds apart. That's something that we've seen far too many times this year, where the Sharks are giving up just bang, bang goals one after another. Then to start off the second period, they gave up a goal at the 54-second mark and then at 2:06. That's not very far apart either. That's a minute and 12 seconds by my count. And then we can just look at the four games in the new year. They have scored six goals in four games, three against Detroit, one against Winnipeg, one against Toronto, and then once again today, one against Toronto. If we go back to the month of December and look at what the Sharks were doing offensively, it started off with that 2-1 win over Winnipeg, their last win, and then it was getting shut out against Arizona, only two goals against the Avs, one goal against LA, two goals against Arizona, four goals against Vancouver. That's the high water mark. Then one goal against LA, shutout against Edmonton, and then they had the New Year's Eve 3-1 loss to Colorado. So since that road trip in which the Sharks went 3-2-1 and then came home with a 2-1 win over Winnipeg, the offense has been entirely devoid of, you know, just general productivity, for lack of a better term. And then you look at some of the other issues in this game, like the power play. The Maple Leafs were 3 of 3 on the power play in this game. The Sharks were only 1 of 1 in this game. The Sharks did not draw a penalty in the previous game that they had against Toronto. And again, that is relatively problematic, because if you're not drawing penalties, that's pretty indicative of how poorly you are playing on the whole. And I believe Mark Smith said something as close to that in the postgame coverage on NBC last night. And yeah, we go back to that last game. The Sharks did not draw any power plays. But at the end of the game, and hearing David Quinn's post-game remarks of talking about the low point of the season and the worst loss of the year, in his opinion, which again, it's arguable because there have been some other bad losses, but I actually was reminded of a lyric of a song called Acrobat by a little Irish band called U2. You may have heard of them. And the lyric is, "What are we going to do now? It's all been said. No new ideas in the house, and every book has been read." And if you do not know the song Acrobat, I highly suggest you go check it out. It's from one of their most critically acclaimed, if not their most critically acclaimed albums, Octoon Baby. I know a lot of you have a automatically negative association with U2, thanks to South Park and the iTunes debacle, but you know, they've been this big for this long for a reason. I digress. But the point is the question is being asked of, what are you going to do when you've run out of ideas? And I think that's indicative of where the Sharks are right now, because they thought they rectified some of their issues. They thought they found their offense. They thought they found their swagger. And it turned out to be more of, I don't know if a mirage is the right term, but it was more of a blip. And you had an 0-10-1 start to the year. You thought you dug your way out of that. You thought you were starting to find a little bit more of that confidence to turn yourself into a better team. and then suddenly it's all gone once again, and it makes the current low points when you thought you found the solution. And I think that's why David Quinn felt like this was the worst loss of the year, which we'll get into in a second. But I think the point is, right now, you've lost that which you thought was turning you into a better team. Like, everything you thought you had figured out, it turned out to be an apparition, a fugazi, as our good friend Matthew McConaughey would say in Wolf of Wall Street. Now, once again, when we look at the totality of this 12-game losing streak and running, we can make the comparison of what happened when they were at the 0-10-1 start to the season, and you point to the strength of schedule. Is it a factor? Of course. You would be a fool to say that the Sharks' schedule over the course of these 12 games in a row that they have not lost has not been a big factor. Let's look at it. Arizona, much more respectable team than we thought they were at the start of the year. Avalanche, contender. LA, contender. Then Arizona again, a lot better than I think we thought they'd be. Then Vancouver, off to one of their best starts, if not the best start in their franchise history. Then LA, contender. Then the Oilers, again, refining themselves as a contender after a rough start to the season. Then Colorado again. Again, true contender. Then we look at the month of January. The Red Wings, yeah, they've cooled off from where they were, but they still have the ability to be a good team. Winnipeg, having a fantastic year. Toronto, finding themselves, but still a highly potent team. And then Toronto again. You repeat what I said. It's not an excuse, but it's a reality. And hopefully, with the Sharks' schedule going forward, in which they will face maybe some more beatable teams, where we would look at Montreal, Ottawa, Buffalo, and Chicago, and then Anaheim in their next five games, those I would consider much better chances for the Sharks to win as opposed to what they've been up against as of late. It's not an excuse, but it is part of the reality. All right. Morning Tide, everyone. Here we go.
And it shoots and scores! Tomas Hertl hits the jackpot!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Scores! Scores! Logan Couture wins it in overtime!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Arguably our worst game of the year, from start to finish. Every facet of the game, really. Just one guy really had their game tonight, and it certainly showed.
How disappointing a response is that? Certainly the last game wasn't a very good one either.
Yeah, that is disappointing. And, you know, as I said after the game Saturday night, we felt good going into the game, even though we weren't winning hockey games, but we felt really good about our effort and our compete in the last two games. It hasn't been there. We've got to quickly find a way to get that back. Hasn't been a problem, really, all year, but it has crept in. And you know, losing's hard. I don't care what anyone tells you. Guys can stand in front of this camera and the microphone, and everybody asks questions, and you want answers, and I get it. Everybody's got a job to do. But, boy, is losing effing hard. It wears on you. Unless you've gone through it, it's really difficult to explain to anybody. It really is. When you effing lose, it's hard. It wears on you. Day and night, 24/7, and you know, you got to ask the questions you do, but it's hard. It takes a special mindset to get out of what we're in, and we're going to get out of it. And hopefully, it happens in Montreal.
David Quinn on Morning Tide here on the Sharks Audio Network, presented by Coors Light, and I think that there is a lot to get into of what he's saying there. First, the fact that he is cool and calm enough to drop the effin' as opposed to the word that I assure you he wants to say much, much more, but he's trying to be a class act because he understands that he's representing the franchise and he's representing a franchise that's in the midst of a 12-game losing streak. And I think if you start dropping F-bombs, if you start losing it, it doesn't look very good. And I think that's a very, very aware moment for David Quinn to express his feelings, but at the same time, show that he is enough of a man to control his emotions and not be somebody that's completely out of it or that just wants to yell for the sake of volume. That's not something that David Quinn is going to do at this point. And to David Quinn's credit, he's only gotten really, really ticked off at one point this year, and that was after the 7-1 loss in Seattle, which happened way back in November. And it was at that point that the Sharks started to play much, much better hockey. And I know that seems like a relatively callous statement to make, given the fact that this show is coming after the latest loss in a 12-game losing streak, but there are a couple things going on right now. Are the Sharks playing better hockey than they were earlier this year? For the most part, last night being an extreme aberration, the answer is yes. They are not the same team that was 0-10-1 to start the year. Does that invalidate anything we're seeing with their current 12-game losing streak? No. They are losing, and they are losing consistently, and they are getting dominated in a lot of these games. There have been some close ones along the way, like the 1-0 loss to Arizona, like the 3-1 loss to Colorado, like the 5-3 loss to the Red Wings, like the 2-1 loss to Winnipeg. Like, those have been close games. These last two, that has not been the case. Toronto was maybe a little bit tired wrapping up their California trip, but they swept California, A, and B, they handled the Sharks very, I won't say easily, but they completely controlled that game from start to finish. The Sharks did press back a little bit, much more so than they did in tonight's game, but in the last two games, they've been outscored, to borrow from the other broadcast world I work in, 11-2 on aggregate. And let me tell you, that is not good. It's not good when it happens in one game or two games or three games. It's not a good way to go about winning hockey games for the Sharks. They've given up 11. They've scored two in their last two games. That is not going to get it done. But I do think that the other thing that David Quinn mentioned there that is worthy of looking at is the fact that he said that they were going to get out of it. I think that that is David Quinn being very public and going out in front of the world and saying, yes, it is ugly right now. It's not fun right now, but we are going to get out of this. And I know that might seem obvious, like something that you feel you should say, but not everybody's going to come out there and say it. Not everybody understands why it needs to be said. And I think for David Quinn, he's going out there and he's putting forth a very realistic and a very honest face. He's telling you that it hurts. He's telling you that it takes a lot to get through. He is being very, very upfront, and I give him a lot of credit for that because a lot of coaches are not going to be that honest, and David Quinn is very, very honest, and he's not going to lie to the fans, and he's not trying to tell you that something is better than it is. He knows that this doesn't smell very good right now, and he knows that he's in the thick of it. But he also wants to go out there and say that, yes, they will not lose forever. They will work their way out of it, which is an important statement to say because it can become overwhelming. It can get you fearful of saying that you will win a game because what if that win doesn't come in the next game? What if it doesn't happen in the next two games? Well, it's still his belief system as a coach, and I do think that that's something that he can lean on as they get deeper and deeper into the season. Now, as for the Sharks as a whole, I think the weight of the losing streak is now very, very much a factor in what is going on, because I think that you have to go back to the month of December, most specifically New Year's Eve. They played a game in Colorado at Elevation where I think they thought they played well enough to be closer to a win than they were, and they lost 3-1. Then you get into January. They played that game against the Red Wings, a game where everybody was absolutely incensed afterwards, where they thought they played well enough to win. They did not get it done. And then they played a very, very hard-fought battle against Winnipeg last Thursday. Close one. They lose 2-1. And then that's where the weight really starts setting in. A hyper-talented team like Toronto can come in and control the game and beat them by a score of 4-1. Then the Sharks have to go to the Eastern time zone, take on this Toronto team, which is very, very good, obviously. And Toronto feeling it, playing good hockey, and they absolutely took it to the Sharks. And the Sharks at this point, like I said, those three losses that precede these two to Toronto, they're wearing it now. They're feeling it. You know, it went from being a losing streak to something much, much worse. It went from an 8-game losing streak to now being 11 after the loss against Toronto Saturday night. Now it's 12 after the loss to Toronto on Tuesday night. So they're wearing it, they're feeling it, and it's not going to be easy for them to get out of. I wish I could say it would be, but that is most definitely not the case. And I think that when you have that much weight of losing on your shoulders, the idea of winning a game becomes that much harder and that much more difficult. And I think that that leads to breakdowns on the ice because you're getting a little bit more of that hero hockey happening out there. And then also, I think just the energy levels, they go down. I think everyone is at a point right now where they just don't know what to do. Because it's like I said, you know, They're out of ideas. They're out of questions. And this is where the strength of coaching, this is where the strength of leadership, this is where the strength of team camaraderie, this is when you get down to the point where the speeches don't work and the external motivating factors and, you know, the threat of trade deadline on the horizon and all of these things. It's just, no, they need to be that much better. They need to be that much more competitive. They need to be that much more hot out of the gate. They need to be just, in general, that much more than what they have been over the course of these last two games in particular. The three games that preceded Colorado and Detroit and Winnipeg, those were good efforts. But in each one of those, they fell just short. And I think you get into that mindset where your hard work isn't being rewarded. It makes the sense of futility almost start to set in. Not that I think these guys are giving up, but I think it's just, it becomes that much harder. You're playing uphill hockey, and then it becomes that much more of a steep incline. When you've already got the weight of expectations, the weight of the fan base, the weight of everything combined with the losses, yeah, that's an uphill climb that starts to look impossible. And you look for the fresh starts. Like, that's probably what, you know, if I'm David Quinn right now, and I'm not speaking for him, I'm just saying my mindset would be like, okay, we are now entering an area of our schedule where it's not going to be as difficult as it was. I am not saying that any of these next games are going to be easy against Montreal, against Ottawa, against Buffalo, against Chicago. Not easy in the slightest. I just know that it's not as hard. So if you have a little bit of that resistance taken away, if you have a little bit more that you can rely on, maybe that will allow the team to be able to be that much better, that much more competitive, that much more hot out of the gate, that much more cohesive. And it'll allow them to find that first win in 12 games or 13 games or 14 games or whenever it is going to come. I'm just saying that if you look at these next couple of games, you have to think that your chances are greater against these teams who are not as good, relatively speaking, as the ones that you were playing previously. Montreal currently sits at sixth in the Atlantic. They are 17-17-5. Buffalo, seventh in the Atlantic. They are 17-20-4. Ottawa, eighth in the Atlantic, 14-21-0. And then you also look at the Ducks, which are coming up as well. They are now 8 points in front of the Sharks. They are 14-25-1. You've also got Chicago in there, 12-27-2. So none of these teams are in the same tier of the teams that they have been playing. Now, that, again, doesn't mean automatic win. It's just for perspective, going back to what David Quinn might be thinking right now. And it's probably what some of the players are thinking right now. And they're probably all in a little bit of a panic-stricken state, which might feed them or might be negative. But it's like, hey, guys, if we're going to break this, this is where it's going to happen. This is where we've got a chance in our schedule to get some wins on the board so that we can be just a little bit closer to where we want to be as opposed to being in the midst of a double-digit losing streak. And I don't think that's some wild take by me to consider where their heads might be at. If I was in that position, that's what I'd be thinking. I'd be thinking, yeah, the schedule gets a little bit lighter. Not saying easy, not saying immediately like, yeah, this is the, you know, the Sharks are going to go and rip off a number of wins right here. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that it gets a little bit less daunting and something that is not as foreboding as opposed to what the Sharks have been up against in the most recent 12-game losing streak. All right, we are going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to get into some post-game reaction. You're on Morning Tide, presented by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Granlund. Come down the wing. Back for Anthony Duclair. Granlund loads up, and they score! And it's the first National Hockey League goal for Henry Thrun!
Way to go, Henry. Nice passing play by the Sharks. Deflection almost a Sedin play. Presents the stick here. Right in the middle, he's going to slide back up to the slot. Now he presents the stick. Boom. Opens the blade up. Nice hard pass. Really well recognized on this. The recognition right there, it's got to be a hard pass across. And that is Granlund again.
Randy Hahn and Drew Remenda bringing us back in here on Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network. The Sharks falling to Toronto by a final of 7-1 last night. The Sharks will be back at it again on Thursday, 4 o'clock start time once again, facing Montreal. Then they will be going up against Ottawa, 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then on Monday on the holiday, 10 o'clock start time against Buffalo, and then a back-to-back to finish up this roadie. Tuesday, 5:30 start time in Chicago. Then they get a couple of days off back home on the 20th, hosting the Ducks. More David Quinn after last night's loss. He was asked about just how difficult these 41 games have been. We're at the halfway point now. There are 11 and 12 game losing streaks in the midst of those 41 games.
It's been difficult, but up until we faced Toronto, it felt different. Anybody who's been around us knows it felt different, and we looked different. But, you know, we're just, we're in one right now. We've got to work really hard to get out of it.
And I do believe that the hard work will eventually be rewarded. The Sharks will find their way out of this. They will get a win, and they may even play some 500 hockey for a bit, and they might go on another slide. That's the type of year it's going to be for San Jose. I'm not really expecting much different. And I also think that there could be more difficulty in the future when potentially deadline deals go down. More from David Quinn being asked if the morale has been harder to rally considering there have been so many new faces in the Sharks team this year.
That's never it's never easy. You know, when you win, you become closer in a hurry. It took us a little while to start winning, and we had a great stretch there for about 20 games. But, you know, we've just been, we've been in a rut here. We haven't found ways to win games we're capable of winning. We could have won. I certainly wouldn't put these two games in that category. But it's hard. It's hard, and we'll get out of it.
Mario Ferraro was playing in front of a lot of friends and family last night. He was asked if it was disappointing for his team to have that type of a performance.
Yeah, it didn't feel good for sure. You know, you said it's disappointing. You know, as individuals, it's, well, team comes first, obviously, in terms of the way we play. And, you know, if I could step up, you know, playing a good game, that contributes to, you know, the next guy next to me playing a better game and goes down the bench. And it's unfortunately, it's just, you know, we didn't have it tonight. The compete wasn't there. You know, I know I could be better. Yeah, it's disappointing. It sucks, but you know, still got a lot of family here that made the effort to come out, and you know, it's cool to see them come out next. You know, hope next year we can have a better result. But.
Mario also was asked about the fact that David Quinn had pointed to him and Tomáš Hertl as being two reasons the team had not gone off the rails up to this point of the season in so much difficulty and losing. And Ferraro was asked what he has to do now.
That's a good question. You know, if I knew the answer to that right now, I wouldn't have made it to this point. I don't know if we got to, you know, beat each other up, do something, you know, away from the rink to, you know, stay positive and, you know, do it for our mental health too. Because obviously this is not easy going through this. And, you know, starts off the ice with our mentality and being, feeling good, and, we got to figure out a way to do that with each other.
And Ferraro was also asked about the idea of the streak snowballing and the team feeling the weight of it out there on the ice.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you can see it when teams are rolling. They're usually, you know, they feel pretty good. They get in a groove, and You know, you can see with us right now, when it's the opposite, we maybe feel a little less confident. You know, tight games, and you're gripping your stick a little tighter because, you know how bad we need to win. I think, you know, the last couple of games, I think we felt that for sure. I think that, you know, we've done a better job before these couple games and keeping it tighter and giving us ourselves a chance to win. You know, I think that this is beyond just, you know, confidence thing. It's the way we're playing as a team. You know, we weren't in this game from the first period, and that's not a good sign. It goes deeper than just, you know, not feeling good, given the streak that we're on right now. We got to find a way to come together, not just on the ice but off the ice, and, you know, feel good about ourselves and about each other, and just be positive.
If you haven't figured out why Mario Ferraro wears the A on his sweater so early in his career, I hope that you're listening to the things that he's saying and the way that he conducts himself and talks about his teammates. I mean, the guy, since the minute he came into the league, just seems to have an emotional understanding of his place and his role and his teammates. And I think that's such a huge part of being a good teammate. He understands what he needs to say. He understands how to be honest about things. He is one of those guys that's in there and able to keep things light. He got a little bit of taste of that with Joe Thornton back in the day, and I think he learned that from a Brent Burns as well, as those guys were characters in the dressing room and they were fun guys to be around. They understood how to do the balance of, you know, the serious side of things with the light side of things, and that's something that Ferraro takes with him today. At least those are things that I hear when he speaks now. And then Tomáš Hertl, who in my opinion has been the de facto captain with Logan Couture out all year, he was asked about how disappointing that performance was when they had hoped to bounce back after the way they had played on Saturday night against this same team.
Yeah, of course, disappointing because we play really bad tonight. You know, they outplay us, outskate us, you know, and everything. You know, and if we lose, like, we have to at least battle and like hard and do something. But we did absolutely they're nothing. You know, we don't hit their skill, and we're just flying around and just have a good time in our season.
And Hertl was also asked about the fact that the team's lack of compete has been an issue in these last two games and what is going on.
I don't know, you know, sometimes it's tough when you're such a long losing streak, you know, and there is not like everybody, you know, still trying, you know, everything, but we have to find a way, and sometimes we have to be a little smarter because we skate everywhere and over at the same time, it feels like, and we can see a guy tired after shift, but we have nothing, you know, so I don't know, it's just a tough situation for sure, you know, lose so many games in a row, but we have to find a way, you know, we got another game coming up soon, and we have to find a way. It doesn't matter how, we know we can play better, that's for sure.
And Hertl talked about the fact that they were able to get out of a similar streak earlier in the year, and if that's something that they can lean on.
Yeah, of course. You know, we win some games against even really good teams, and every time we're same. You know, we compete hard and play really hard in D zone, and we from that we get some, you know, scoring chances. You know, and if you play all game in D zone, we can have nothing. We can have power play because we don't have puck. You know, if you don't have puck, you can have a power play. So in the last four games, we get don't even like one per game, you know, because we don't just have the puck, and we have to just find a way, be strong in the zone and hold the puck more in our zone so we can have a couple of shifts in the row there.
For the time being, everything needs to get better for this San Jose Sharks team. You can talk about the kill. You can talk about the power play. You can talk about the defense. You can talk about the forwards. You can talk about the possession. You can talk about the compete. You can talk about everything. You're not wrong. All of these things are an issue for the San Jose Sharks right now. It's weighing on them. It has culminated in now a 12-game and counting losing streak, and it's up to those guys. But you heard them all reference the hard work. You heard them all acknowledge the stark reality, and hopefully in that acknowledgement of what's going on, they will be able to find that effort they need to break this streak. I will see you all Thursday afternoon as we get ready for Montreal. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.
Here's a headman feed for Bertuzzi. Breakaway, moving in, backhand chance, and a sterling save by Kaapo Kekkonen as he tried to fool him with a Peter Forsberg-style play, going to the one hand on the backhand side of the ice, but Kekkonen got it with his left hand, and the Sharks put it down the surface, and we get a stoppage of play.